Africa has the largest number of young people, and this number is looking to increase so many fold in the next coming years. Now, this is as much an opportunity, a challenge, and a potential crisis. In the AU, we believe that when you're talking about productive capacity, when you're talking about the need to enhance capacity, what you really are talking about is education. So this commission has its slogan, education, education, education. It is in that spirit that I would like to commend the government of Ghana that the free compulsory secondary school program that they have introduced is really an idea whose time has come, and Ghana is to be commended for it. Now, our ambition is to have every African child in school by the year 2020. We want an Africa where illiteracy is a thing of the past. Look into the causes of our poverty. Part of it is our history. The origin of our African state lies in the Berlin Conference of 1884-85. We would like to read the proceedings of that conference. We would like to know how it was decided that Côte d'Ivoire became Côte d'Ivoire and Gold Coast became the Gold Coast. We want to know the source of our disintegration, the better to move our integration forward.
The panel discussion, organized by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, focused on accelerating progress in building productive capacities in least developed countries and other vulnerable developing economies. It brought together a team of decision makers and world leaders, including the Secretary General of UNCTAD, Dr. Mukisa Kituyi, Vice President and Chief Economist, African Development Bank, Abidjan, Dr. Celestine Monga, Deputy Director General UNIDO Hiroshi Kinoyoshi, and Ghana's Vice President Mahmudu Bawumia.